This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Salam Nerds is brought to you by halalshirts.com, where you can find fun novelty gifts for your Muslim friends. While you're at it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to our channel.
Yo, Salam Nerds! It's your boy Neebs, aka Wife with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, aka the Jazz Lorette.
The Jazz Lorette. I was wondering if we're going to use that one, because that one I kind of saw coming at some point.
You saw that one. It had to.
Yeah.
I have to get the classics out the way. We got to get the classic ones
this
out
is
the
true.
Way.
And it's very appropriate that you do it on this episode, where we are finally back after how long?
Like 3 months. This is season two. This is technically season two.
Season two of Salam Nerds? What? This is season two, episode one?
Yes, this is season two, episode one. We did 50 episodes.
Bro, when are you going to get actual
equipment?
How
have we been on the air for 50 episodes? I don't know.
I don't know either. We really started this just to, like, you know, have an outlet from the week, because, like, we're boring. He's an engineer. I'm a accountant turned business person, and
plus COVID.
Yeah, right. And so somehow we did this, and here we are, and now we're on season two. So thank you all for joining us.
Yeah, Salam Reality Nerds. We are here for you guys. Okay, so if you do not watch this show, or if you have not seen our podcast or listened to our podcast, this is how it works. This is the podcast for people who do not watch The Bachelor, because we watch this show, so you don't have to. Well, technically, I watch this show.
You watch
so
the show.
You don't have to. So Jazz does not watch the show, but I do. And basically what I do is I try to explain stuff to Jazz, sometimes with context, sometimes without context, and let hilarity ensue. Sometimes we bring on guests, and sometimes our guests watch the show, and sometimes our guests don't watch the show. So I think it's really, really fun to kind of just, you know, if this could be a show for anybody. Just even if you do not watch reality TV shows, if you do not watch The Bachelorette, you can tune into this show and really know what's going on. You can just see two guys talk about a show that one of them doesn't understand.
And then you'll be not qualified at all.
you'll be completely in the loop, right? So the people who do watch the show will understand what I'm saying. The people who don't watch the show will understand from Jazz's side what's happening. So that is the concept of our show. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. Hopefully it takes off. And hopefully I get invited to, you know, go to Bachelor Tell All and one of those live shows, so I can look in the crowd and be like, oh, my God.
Is that what they do? They just get random people to show up and just act surprised?
So I have two goals, right? One of my goals from our nerd podcast, the one where we do like Marvel, Star Wars, that goal is to do a panel at Comic-Con one day. Host a panel at Comic-Con. That's my main goal.
Okay.
That's what I want to reach one day. For reality TV, I just want to be in the audience of a reality TV show. That's it. That's my goal. These are my two goals.
Bro.
And once I do that, I'm good.
Bro. If I know anything, you're going to end up on a reality TV show.
I might end up on a reality TV show.
Right. The future is bright, man. This podcast's taking off. Anything can happen. People love you.
Look, all I know is if I do end up on a reality TV show, it would be for the right reasons. It won't be about like promoting my podcast, or it won't be about like my TikTok. It'll be about actually finding love, because that's what I would want to do.
So you want to date 15 girls at one time to find love?
Listen, it's not how many you date. It's not, you know, when you date them or where you date them. It's who you date. It's the who.
Okay.
That's all that matters in life. All right, let's get started. Speaking of who are our Bachelor contestants this year? So I do not have any names, because they are irrelevant to me until like maybe episode two or three. But I will talk about what they do and what was their limo entrance. So basically, Jeff, what happens is at the beginning of the episode, the girls are Gabby and Rachel. You may remember them from last season when Clayton dumped them.
Hold up.
Yeah.
There were two?
Do you remember what happened last season? Yeah. Oh, there's two, bro. There's two Bachelorettes this season.
What?
Remember? So Remember, so there were these two girls that Clayton, there were three girls that Clayton was dating. One he really, really liked, and she left him, right?
Yeah, and he slept with two of them.
and he slept with two of them. And then these girls wanted to leave. He convinced them to stay. He convinced these two girls to stay and not leave him. And then, like a day later, he ended up dumping them for the girl who left originally.
That's right. It was wild.
Right? It was wild. So people felt so bad for these two girls that got like dumped and then redumped, or like, I don't know. They got strung along and then they got dumped. So they gave them their own show. They gave them The Bachelorette, and they're like, both of you can be on The Bachelorette. And this has never been done before. So we don't know how it will turn out.
Yeah. I'm just like trying to imagine, what if both of them like the same guy? Like,
drama.
Yeah,
that's where the drama is.
I guess if he's Muslim, that's the drama. He gets four wives, something, right? I'm kidding. Do not quote me on that one.
Okay. So we got that.
Only we can make that joke. Okay.
That's right. Only we can make that joke. You guys can't make that joke.
And I got my haram hat on.
Yeah, you would be. You know what? I gotta buy a halal hat, because like that way you can wear the haram one and I'll wear the halal one.
Bro, I'll ship you one. Actually, I have the halal hat right here.
What if you need the halal one one day?
I mean, I think you can use it better.
All right, fine. So let's talk about, yo, they had this weird commercial during the show. So here's the commercial. Dump your man and be on The Bachelor. Like, it was so what? Weird. Yeah. While you're watching the show, they're like, why don't you dump your man and come be on The Bachelor? And I was just like, that's aggressive.
That's like forward.
Right? It's a little weird. Usually it's like, oh, come find love and be on The Bachelorette. Or if you think you're amazing, come on The Bachelorette or nominate your friends. This was like, dump your boyfriend and come on the show. Like, it was weird.
Come on the show.
Oh man, that was strange. Let's see. So a bunch of guys came out of the limo. Let's talk about some of the guys. So one guy, I think his name was Joe. He forgot the girl's name. No, he forgot his own name. He forgot to he forgot to tell them his own name.
Okay, I was like, hold up. One, if he forgot the name, great first impression. But second, if he forgot his own name, he has bigger issues to worry about.
He forgot his own name. I think it was, I forgot what it was.
Man, Jack how or Zach pretty are these girls then if he forgot his own name?
I think they're pretty. I think Gabby is really pretty.
I must Google.
Gabby gives me... Bridget Doan, The Diary vibe, like the first one.
Oh, like she Renee is really Zellweger. Pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other one is Rachel. Rachel the pilot. Rachel the pilot. She's a little more petite.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That tracks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're both really pretty, yeah.
So they're both really pretty. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's all good to go. So one guy, he came on the show and he introduced himself and he goes, oh, just like Clayton, I'm in love with three ladies. And they're like, huh? And he goes, yeah, my mom, my sister, and my dog. That's got to be the worst opener ever, bro.
Oh, my God. You know how we make jokes about brown boys being mama's boys? Like,
yeah.
This is a bad move.
But no, he's not saying I love three women. He said in love. He said in ew.
Oh no.
Ew. Like, I don't think he knew. Like, he couldn't have known. But that's like gross.
Oh, no.
He said in.
Gross.
Ugh. That's some Oedipus shit.
Oedipus? I'm more worried about the dog. No.
Bestiality. Bestiality.
So <wins. laughs> gross.
It was good. One guy I thought was really cool. He showed up with headphones. So what he does is, like, when he talks to Gabby, he puts the headphones on Rachel and then talks to her. And then when he talks to Rachel, he puts the headphones on Gabby and talks to her. So the other person can't hear. And I was like, okay, that's not bad.
That's creative. I'll give him that.
That's creative.
I'm sure they're going to talk to each other and spill the beans anyways, but, you know, good effort.
Yeah. But it's just a gimmick. It's a gimmick.
Right,
that's
yeah.
a gimmick. It's not bad. I fuck with it. And then one guy brought two chicks with him.
What?
He brought two chicks with him, but actual chicks, like chicken
chicks. Oh, chickens. Okay. I was like, you're bold, man. Like, four girls, one guy. Good for you. You're bold.
He was definitely Muslim then.
He has first two eyes. You guys trying to get two more. Oh, we're horrible.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh, man.
And again, only we can make that joke. Y'all can't.
Only we can make that joke, yes.
And one day we'll explain the context and history behind that and why it was allowed. No.
Yeah. We'll explain one day.
That's not today.
Won't be... Not on this show. We'll explain it in the comments. Leave a comment if you're really curious.
Oh, we're going to get canceled, aren't we?
Eh. As long as our nerd episodes don't get canceled.
That's fair.
if our reality show episode gets canceled, I'd be like, not a big loss.
This is true.
Even though our reality show podcasts are more popular than our Star Wars and Marvel ones. These are our bread and butter.
Yeah, I actually saw the analytics. For some reason, 95% of our audience is female, and they watch this portion of it. And then only 5% is for the nerd culture part.
It's so weird. I don't even know if we should have, like, maybe we should separate it into two podcasts and just call one, like, Salam Nerds and the other one Watch It With Neve. I don't know. I don't know if we should have these two into... It's because, like, the demographic does not, like, overlap. But like, Star so Wars funny. And Marvel fans and, like, reality show fans.
Hey, if we can, like, hook them in to nerd culture, I think we've done our job.
If we can get girls into nerd culture, like, then maybe we can date them and like them. They can, like us.
They'll like us, right?
They'll like us, yeah. Okay, all right, so next guy. This guy comes in, and he goes, I'm very intentional. And you want to know how intentional I am? I'm going to let you know that I haven't had sex in a year and a half.
Mashallah, brother.
Oh, man. That's I'm like, okay,
that's
man.
Not the flex you think it is.
I don't know why you brought that up, but the girls were not impressed.
They
were
right, like, exactly.
Gabby was like, that makes one of us.
Oh, that's savage. I love it.
Yeah, yo, Gabby's got jokes. I like her. Gabby's got jokes.
Oh, that's good.
Then they had this other guy named, he came in named Hayden. He didn't do anything clever, but homeboy looks like the guy Josh from Josh and what's his name? Drake and Josh? Josh and Drake? I don't know what that show
Drake
is.
Drake and Josh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you know the guy who plays, like, one of the guys on How I Met Your Father? He looks just like him.
Yeah, I pulled it up. Oh, my God. Yes, he does.
Yeah, Josh Peck. So, yeah. Hayden looks just like Josh Peck to me.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But
he's way more buff.
Right? Yeah. But, so this is where the show starts to go downhill. Because then, like, another, like, 7 to 8 men came out, and all they did was clown on Clayton. And I don't mean that figuratively. Like, one guy came as a clown, and he goes, oh, I'm Clayton.
What?
Yeah. One guy came as a clown, and he's like, oh... Do you recognize me? Yeah, I'm dressed as Clayton or some bullshit like that. I don't know what it was.
Are they going to bully this man for the rest of his life? I mean, he deserves it, but...
So, you know what I think? So, okay, I have a theory on this. I think Clayton is in on it. I think they were like, we're going to make fun of you so much in the first episode that people are going to feel bad for you and they're going to forget about the horrible thing you did. That's my theory.
I have one issue with your theory.
What?
Nobody's going to forget how horrible he was.
No, people are sympathizing. People are sympathizing with him. I don't know. They were like, oh, like, why are the vaccination doing this? Why are they not protecting their lead? Why are they bullying people? And, like, my theory is he's in on it, man. I think he's like, he knows he did some shitty stuff, and he needs some sympathy points. So he's like, yeah, man, trash me. Make fun of me all you want. You know what they did? They brought a choir in, and they sang a song called Clayton Sucks.
Did they do it in the church?
No, they didn't do it in the church. I remember last time they had a church scene with Clayton. I remember that.
Yeah. I'm only going off what you told me, man. I have no reference what it looks like, but.
I know. No, they brought in a choir and they sang Clayton Sucks. Like, I forget how it went. It was probably a whack song, but like it was really funny. And like, I really think Clayton's in on it, man. I think it's a scam.
You know what? I'm going to one up you. I think Clayton and what's her face divorced or broke up or whatever. And now he's going to come back.
He's
going to be a surprise twist contestant halfway through the show.
No, not Clayton. Like, honestly, I'm surprised the girls liked him when they were on his show. They're not going to like him when they're on him. Clayton is not that, like, desirable. Like, there's nothing I don't know.
He doesn't have to be desirable, but could you imagine the virality of the entrance of him walking in as a contestant?
No, but they've done that before. They've done that before. They've done that a bunch of times. Yeah. The novelty of that is like done.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
Probably like four or five times. Yeah.
I truly do not watch the show, people. Like when I say I have not watched an episode of The Bachelor, that's a lie. I've watched two episodes of The Bachelor, and that was like years ago. But I do not watch The Bachelor currently.
Nah. No. Oh, also one guy, he brought in a 12-foot sub, and his name is Meatball.
Okay, that's cute.
Yeah, he brought in a huge sub. He was from, of course, he's got to be from Chicago. He was from Chicago.
100%. Only they would do that.
And it's really funny because, like, one guy called it a sub, one guy called it a hoagie, the other guy called it a hero. And I was like, in one episode, we got to call three things. And I was like, that's clever. That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they are like different regional things. I mean, that's just the way it is. So, yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of footlong, there was a guy who came in barefoot.
I'm so glad you went that direction, because I was like, speaking of footlong, I'm like, wait, what is this show becoming?
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Hey man, see Haram hat, I blame it. Okay.
yeah. Oh man. Oh god. That guy came in barefoot, and what else happened?
Why do people do that? Here, man. Why would you come barefoot from the outside?
That's nasty, bro.
Right, like, I understand.
Oh, my God. No, you know what's worse? So this guy's barefoot, right? Another dude, this motherfucker, he came in on a horse, like, shirtless, like Fabio Putin style, right? Like, okay. He came in a shirt. The horse pooped. The horse had diarrhea.
Oh, no!
Like, I'm sure they cleaned it, but this motherfucker was walking around with bare feet. So
oh,
gross.
No! I hope he showed up before the horse.
I don't remember. I don't remember, but it could have been after. It could have been before. But that's so gross.
Yeah, this is why you wear shoes, people, okay?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I will be barefoot in my house as I am right now, but I will not be barefoot coming in from the outside.
Yeah. Another guy called the girls by the wrong name. He mixed up their names.
Buddy, I recommend you just come back next season at this point.
No, what if with the power move? What if it's like, you know, you ever see that movie with Ryan Gosling where he calls the girl by the wrong name and he goes like, now she'll think that like I know somebody with that name and she resembles her, and then she's gonna wonder why I didn't call her back. Do you remember that movie? I think it's called Crazy Love or
Crazy Stupid Love.
I forgot. Crazy Stupid Love with the guy from The Office.
I don't know. I don't actually watch rom-coms, but oh my God, they're negging.
Yeah, right? What if he is?
Oh, bruh. Oh, you're about to become like the most hated character. Yeah, exactly. So 2008, you're about to become the most hated person in America right now. Good luck.
Going to be 2000 and late with that shit. Even that joke is late. I just wanted to make that reference. I just want to give a Fergie reference. How often do I get to make a Fergie reference?
Yeah, this is very uncommon.
Yeah, man.
If I had a nickel for every time Neez made a Fergie reference, I'd have exactly two nickels, which is not a lot. This is odd that it happened twice.
My lovely lady loves. Listen, our podcast, we listen to one song and one song only.
Oh, man. Lady Helms with Black Eyed Peas.
I'm going to find the instrumental of that song and I'm going to put it in the background of this episode.
Make sure you get permission or we get.
I know, we'll probably get pulled. It'll probably get pulled. Damn it. YouTube is so strict.
I know, YouTube is stupid. Right. Love you, YouTube.
I have this other note, but I don't know what it is. It says margarine for wins. 11 wins?
Margin for wins?
I don't even know what this word is. Margarine for wins. 4 wins? 17 wins. 1 win. I don't know. I have no idea what this note is. Something must have happened with margarine. I don't know what this note is. One guy came in a forklift.
Okay.
And guess what his tag was?
What?
You guys are forking gorgeous.
Oh my god.
I like that.
That's like lame enough to be so clever and like almost cute. I can see that working. Like,
kind of like a dad joke, man. I could see that. That is a very Phil Dunphy move. I fuck with that.
I'm just glad I didn't say I'm gonna fork you by the end of the night or something like that. Like,
No. And then let's talk about some guys that we do like. So one guy, his name is Nate. He looks really cool. I like him. He's got the hair of Killmonger from Black Panther.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like that's his hairstyle. And I was like, yo, that's a cool looking dude. Like, I like that. He doesn't look like Killmonger, but like, he doesn't look like Michael B. Jordan. But like, he has that hairstyle and it works for him. It looks mad cool. Super cool. And there was another guy with weird hair. He had a mullet. Another guy had a mullet, and Gabby was vibing with him. Gabby liked them, and I was like, mullet? "That's strange." Yeah, he had a mullet.
What year is this?
This is current 2022. I was surprised she was into it. I was like, okay,
go on, girl. Okay. You got your preferences. Right. I will respect you, but I will also judge you.
Right, exactly. And then what they had this thing where, like, you know. After every episode, they give you the first impression rose. Mm-hmm. So the first episode, at the end of the episode, they give you a first impression rose. But this time they can give two first impression roses because there's two girls. So the guys that they gave was Mario. Mario did a little dance when he walked in. So all he did was like dance. Okay. And the other guy was Tino. And I don't know what Tino did, but he got a rose. Mm. So those are the two guys that got a rose. I think they just vibe with them pretty well.
Yeah.
But they didn't do anything crazy. They didn't do anything spectacular. Oh. So it's funny that the guys who didn't do anything like to stand out got roses, and the guys who put in all that effort did not.
Interesting shift.
Yes, very interesting. So that's the end of the episode. And... nothing happened. It was actually a boring episode. It was hella boring. It's probably one of the most boring premieres I've ever watched.
Wow. Wow. I'm actually shocked that it was this boring because you just listed a bunch of people, right? And I think I had more fun talking to you about it than what the episode sounds like.
Yeah, I feel like it was more fun talking about it than actually watching it because it was a really boring episode. Hmm. And but they actually didn't even eliminate anybody. There was only three. Now I know what that was. It wasn't a margin. It was magician.
Magician.
And it wasn't four wins. It was twins.
What?
Why is my handwriting is so terrible? It wasn't margin. It was magician. And it wasn't four wins. It was twins.
I am so confused.
So there was a magician. No, there was a magician came on the show.
Okay.
So one guy was a magician, and he did, like, magic tricks and card tricks, and, like, he was really weird. And it's really funny because he kept calling it a trick, and if you watch Arrested Development, you would know that a real magician never calls it a trick.
Yes.
It's an illusion.
Illusion,
tricks
right.
Tricks that would whores do for money. That's the quote.
So a real magician would never.
I know, I miss Job too. Mm. That's a great show.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
But a real magician would never call it a trick. So that's why I know he's not a magician. I think he knew like four tricks and that was it.
Tricks.
And then there were twins. So two guys came, rolled up from Connecticut, looking like the Winklevoss twins. Oh. And they were like, oh, there's two Bachelorettes and there's twins. So like, hey, perfect. This is going to work.
That's clever.
Yeah, but like they were so boring. The girls did not like them at all. They were the lamest people there.
Oh, well, then they could be the Winklevoss twins.
They could be the Winklevoss twins.
Oh, do you want to talk about Bitcoin?
Yeah. They'd be like, let's not call it the Bachelorette. Just Bachelorette. It's cleaner.
That's the lamest shit ever. Okay.
Oh, man. Well, what else can we quote? It's like, oh, like when they sue them for like getting kicked off for late, they'd be like, when I come back, I'm coming for all of it. So you better lawyer up, asshole. I love that movie. That movie is awesome.
It is a great movie. Yep.
Oh, man. Okay, so here's the thing. The girls were like, there's so many guys here. We didn't get a chance to talk to all of them. So can we change the rules? And this is the part of the show that's like really cringy to me. Because like that guy, Jesse, comes in. He goes like, first of all, in the beginning of the episode, the guy, Jesse, comes in and goes, wow, two Bachelorettes. How's this going to work? And the girls are like, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And then like 20 minutes later, he goes, okay, so is this how it's going to work? why did you ask? Like, Jesse, what are you doing? Like, we're watching the show. We just saw you ask them how this is going to work like 10 minutes ago, and now you're giving them directions.
Magically they figured it out in 20 minutes. Okay, thanks. I'm sure ABC was on set and they're like, yep, let's just approve everything on the fly.
So basically they're pretending like, oh, they're just going to come up with this new rule and they're not going to eliminate anybody today, anybody at all.
Okay.
They're going to keep them all. And then guy Jesse goes, well, you know, you guys can do whatever you want, but if there are some guys here that you are definitely think you don't have a connection, it's probably better not to string them along. So these girls asked three guys to join them outside, which was the magician and the twins. And they kicked them out. I was like, okay, so I guess they made the magician disappear. So who's the magician now?
That's funny.
But no, here's the thing, right? Usually during the show, half the crowd goes away by the first episode.
Right.
So imagine, so like, it doesn't sting as bad. If they got to eliminate half the people and you get eliminated half, like night one, it doesn't hurt that bad. But imagine there's only three people they let go, and you're one of the three.
Imagine being the twins.
Yeah, you're technically, you're basically one person.
Exactly.
It's like, I don't like you regardless of your personality because your looks are the same. Oh, man. God. That was killer, man. That was killer.
So they got rid of two people. Okay, cool.
Yeah, they got rid of two people, basically, genetically wise.
I'm honestly confused. Like, even if they're the twins, right? Don't twins have, like, you know, something differentiating them? Like, how could they both be that bad?
Yeah, they were both pretty bad.
Oh, God.
Honestly, I don't even think they were twins. I think it was just one guy, and they were doing, like, magic, like a green screen. I'm pretty sure just one dude the whole time.
I that tracks, especially if you got eliminated episode one. I can see that being a thing.
Yo, this show is getting really good with their CGI, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But yeah, man, that's the end of the episode, man. So nothing really happened. Still kind of boring, still fun to talk about, but I don't know, man. It's starting off a little weak, if I do say so.
Eh, don't worry, that means the next week they're gonna have to make it twice as exciting, otherwise people will shut it off.
Yeah, they might have to. I think that's true, because they show a preview of guys rejecting roses.
What?
Yeah. So like basically, like if Rachel gives a guy a rose, he can say no, and that he'd rather have one from the other girl. That's pretty messed up. Imagine giving a guy a rose. He goes, no, I'd rather get it from her.
Oh, no.
It feels icky, right? I don't like it.
Because that means that if all the guys go with the same girl, like, theoretically, you just bully one girl the entire show.
Yeah. Unless they, like, ask them beforehand who you like, and they have it split, and they just don't tell us. But then again, like, the girls, who they eliminate people, so they can't coordinate who they like, and they can't coordinate who stay. I don't know. It's just iffy, man.
Yeah.
This season feels weird to me.
And that can get real messy real quick.
Yeah, bro. You don't even watch that show, and even you can tell. What the hell are these producers doing?
Oh, man.
How do they not have any common sense?
Maybe that's why we're not producers on the show.
That is true. You probably do have to sell your soul to be a producer on the show.
Correct. I have morals and ethics, and that's why I'm wearing the haram hat.
Oh, man. I don't know. But anyways, man, that's the end of the episode. Okay. So I guess that's the end of our episode. But what do you think, Jazz? What do you think? Like, it's slow, but I think you're right. I think it will pick up. We'll see.
I'm scared.
Jazz is afraid. It's like, yeah, we want to be entertained, but at what cost?
Right? I would love to see a slow moving train wreck, but at the same time, it's a slow moving train wreck.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like madness. I am both intrigued and scared.
Yeah, Jazz. Well, tune in next time to figure out what happens. And until then, guys, salam, my reality nerds.